Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 15, 2023. Is there a conspiracy against us from above? Comment: technical progress, especially artificial intelligence, is designed to free people from routine work. But some scientists say that man has begun to degrade intellectually. They say, the brain, between working and not working, chooses not working. The new generation has stopped thinking and analyzing. All information is on the phone. Your viewers claim that such a person is easier to manage. It all seems like a conspiracy to make us not think. My response: I think that this is a person's natural attraction to non-action, to such a half-asleep state. Then the person turns off his mental and other types of various abilities and lives with his eyes half open. And this is natural. Question: so today we have come to such a naturalness. We used to struggle somewhat, but today we come to this. Answer: we have become wiser. Question: please, tell me, if some brain function stops like this, then what function should open? Answer: we will sleep with our eyes open. Question: how is this different from drugs? Take it and sleep with your eyes open. Answer: this is what we subconsciously strive for. Question: is this good in your opinion? Answer: no. This is neither good nor bad, but it is where it is all going. Question: so, what then? What future does such humanity have with its eyes half open and half asleep? Answer: the fact is that we do not control our states. Question: so there is still some kind of conspiracy from above? Answer: definitely. Comment: we have an answer to the first question: there is a conspiracy. My response: it is not a conspiracy, but a program for our development to lead us through this state. We must go through this state, maybe in this half-asleep and half-fainting state, in order to agree with the upper management and not be too stubborn. And it will lull us all the time, because it should lead us to new heights of knowledge, and agreement with the higher force. And then we will be convinced that we are going the right way. Question: so our goal is to come to an agreement with the higher force? And that is why it plays such a trick on us along the way? With us like that, somewhat half asleep and calm, is it easier to reach this goal? Answer: of course. Question: but the goal is to come to an agreement with a higher power? Answer: yes. We must accept its unconditional power over us. Question: that is, that it exists and it owns us, and that is all. And it is like I am not there? Answer: if I think about it correctly, then I am not. And this is the right way out. Question: and do you think it is a good achievement that it exists and I do not? Answer: of course. Question: what is next? What steps do I take? Here, you exist, but I do not exist. What are the conclusions from this? Answer: you exist, you do it. Question: I tell him, you do it? Answer: yes. Question: so, everything I do is done by you, and I agree with this? And is this good? Answer: it is wonderful when a little egoist, a little man who is in the lowest of the worlds, cancels himself and does not want to interfere and ruin this world. Question: revolutions, coups, wars, and so on? Answer: yes, this is the best. Question: that is, such a peaceful state of humanity that has cancelled itself before the highest is the best state? Answer: yes. Question: can you tell where he is leading us, the Supreme One? We have been cancelled, where does he lead us? Answer: he leads us to surrender to the upper force and not want to do anything ourselves. Only according to its advice. Question: what is its biggest piece of advice? Answer: we should feel like we belong to it unconditionally. Question: so you are now all about this? Answer: of course. What else is there? Question: that is, we correspond to it. Can we say that this corresponds to it? Answer, yes. Question, then the last question, what is it like, so that we can match it? Answer, absolutely kind. And that is how we should become. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 31, 2023. The only thing missing is a vessel for light. The true reward is the power of bestowal, for which I only lack a vessel, a desire, but the light is always there. That is, I only lack the desire to surrender to the Creator, and for this, I want to receive strength and intention. I want to have the desire to rise to the right spiritual level and use my strength and intelligence correctly on it. And this is what I ask the Creator: give me the opportunities and strength that will help me build such a correct connection. I want my desire to be more and more precisely directed towards the true goal, and for this goal to be more and more clearly visible to me, as if manifesting itself from the fog. The main thing is to receive the right desire, and then I will try to use it in the right form, that is, to turn to the Creator and ask for its realization. And the right desire is the one that leads me to unity with everyone, to one power of bestowal, within which I will reveal the Creator. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 23, 2023. Concerning bestowal. Problems on the path. Question: when a friend sees a flaw in me and even starts talking to me about it, I understand that I am low in his eyes and he puts himself above me. I see this as a bad example on his part and a violation of the love of friends. How can I untangle it? How can we find a connection with the Creator here and relate everything to him? Answer: there is no need to untangle anything. You just need to move from your understanding of what Kabbalists write. Everything is going well. I do not see any problems. We just need more time and more desire to be connected with the Creator. He sets up all this for us. We still have a lot of problems on the path, up to huge hatred between us. There is no getting away from it. We will hate each other, we will be ready to kill each other. So it was written by the Kabbalists. This is how we will move forward. But the main thing is to still hold on to each other, despite the fact that there are such relationships. We must understand that on one hand, the Creator reveals a special relationship between us, hatred, opposition, distancing. And on the other hand, no matter what, we must be in love with each other, although we are ready to kill each other. This is how it is written about the ancient Kabbalistic disciples, that when gathering together hated each other so much they were ready to kill each other. When they slowly began to enter their studies and attract the upper light on themselves, all this ended with the fact that they hugged and united in their hearts. Therefore, in no case should we rely on what we feel today. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 28, 2023. Writings of Rabash concerning the importance of friends. Ask for unity. Question: my inner ten is in my heart, and I also want to bring everyone I meet at the convention into my heart and to keep them there. With what prayer for the group should I combine my inner work? Answer: to unite all in one group as much as possible. No matter how many of you there are, 5, 10, 50, or 100 people, no matter how many, you should not limit yourself in this. Everyone who wants to join each other during the convention can be together. Question: what should we ask for the group at this time? Answer: connection of everyone into one single heart without any differences between us. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 28, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Keep the main goal. Question: we have gathered, all of us so different, for one purpose. When, for example, a dish is prepared, all the ingredients combine to create a common taste. Is it correct to keep the main goal in focus or gradually on intermediate goals that we reveal in our connection in order to acquire the quality of reception for the sake of bestowal? Answer: it is best to keep the main goal in front of you and strive for it all the time, because intermediate goals can confuse you. They will manifest, but still as intermediary. Keep the main goal. From the second part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 2: Connecting as One Man with One Heart. Physical Congress, Spiritual Unity. Question: what should be the perception of the physical group when we try to connect the three components, me, the group, and the Creator? Answer: there is no physical group. In no way are you in a physical group. What difference does it make who is where and at what distance from each other? Do we have to sniff each other like dogs, or do we have to touch each other? What for? We rise above our senses. Why should I care what you look like and in general who and what you are? Of course we must have some initial common opportunities for exchanging desires, properties, and information. There has to be something there to start this process. But when we begin this movement and exit the framework of our corporeal sensation, we yearn toward the general structure that we want to create from our inclinations to ascend, to find the meaning of life, and so on. And then that is it, it no longer matters who is who. We see that people all over the world are studying with us, from Chile, Mexico, North America, England, Romania, Russia, etc. During these days before the Congress we will see 1,500 to 2,000 people here. There is no stronger convention in the world than ours where people from all countries come here. They come to do serious work. This is amazing. From CapTVs I got a call. Spiritual Dollars, November 29, 2011.